Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! And we are back, folks. We are back with an incredible guest who's going to be talking all about her book, Move to Profit. Welcome to the show, Stacia Hobson. How are you today?
I'm good and excited to be here and honored to be here. So thanks for having me on.
Of course. I always love, like, when I start these podcasts, I never know what intros come into mind. I just go and I wing it and I see what happens and I just try to get people hyped. So Stacia, I am excited to have you here because you had a heck of a book journey and you got a heck of a book that you created here. So super quickly, all right, super quickly to get things started here is, can you tell us a little bit about what your book is all about and who's it all for?
Sure. So the book is about how to move your business, specifically long distance, but it will work for people who are just moving a short distance because you still need the same information just on a smaller scale. And there is nothing literally on the market on how to move a manufacturing or really move any kind of business. And so after going through this process and not having any guidance at the end of the process, I was like, you know, people like me, business owners, CEOs, people who are in that position of business development need to know this information that seems obvious, that's not necessarily very obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it was so fascinating, like watching you create this book. And so I would love to know, and I think it will give some context too, is can you briefly describe your background and then why you decided to write this book?
So my background is in family business and my father started it. We were a distribution company and then I came along and we transformed it into a manufacturing company. And we've had three, as we've grown and developed and had new divisions come along, we have moved facilities multiple times. And so we were in a position in Illinois, which is a poor policied state and overreaching labor laws. And we just decided that my brother and I, he's my partner, we decided that we needed to move for all those reasons and started looking for a location and made the decision, pulled the plug, and took a long time, but here we are.
And so did you find that this book was kind of like putting everything together that you learned from moving your company into a simpler process for others to be able to do it?
I hope so. I mean, that was the intent of the book, excuse me, to not have people go through the same pitfalls that I went through, especially when it comes to workforce and workforce development, recruiting and how to recruit and how to know what, you know, how to go about that whole process. And my first 18 months here, I probably turned 150 people. And my business, when I moved, we had 46 employees. So imagine turning your workforce three times in 18 months. It was almost devastating to us. And had I known, you know, what I know now then, I wouldn't have had to have gone through that. So I wanted to let, you know, help other people. If they're doing a massive move like that and basically an entire new recruitment and training and everything else, I wanted people to know the pitfalls and how to avoid them and what to actually do to move forward faster, because that's the name of the game, right? Getting up and running as soon as as soon as possible and getting production out that door. And so that's why I wrote it. And it was not, to be honest, right? We had this conversation. To be honest, it was not a passion project of mine. It was more like a duty, a sense to other small size manufacturers, right? Because we're not Caterpillar or John Deere, who have relocation specialists on their team. We are this small shop. Granted, you know, I've got a number of employees, but still we're a small shop. And as such, it's management that does the big lift and so on. And so I was like, you know, I don't want this to be a deterrent for people to be held hostage by their state or to be held hostage by their employees that, you know, if I move, I won't be able to develop another workforce. And so I went with this because I felt this strong sense of duty, and you coached me through that. And I'm glad that I did it. And is it, you know, still like passionate project, you know, but at least I do feel that my sense of purpose has been fulfilled, right? Yeah. And that people have options, and I've given them the pathway or the guide to those options to be successful in doing something else and growing their business. I mean, that's the big thing for us, is that we've been able to expand and grow since our move. Just would have been faster had I known the information sooner.
Yeah, I love what you said about the duty, you know, because I think that it's so important that everyone who's listening recognizes you're gonna have your own reason for writing a book, right? And it doesn't have to be the same reason as Stacia, doesn't have the same reason that I wrote my book, but you mentioned you have a sense of duty, you have this responsibility. And I believe that if we have the knowledge and we actually care about wanting to make a difference, right? That's a huge part of this. If you want to do that to make people's lives easier, then I believe that it's your responsibility to share that message. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is through a book, because you do it one time and then it will last over and over again. And what you created and moved to profit, people will be able to use that for years upon years,
right?
Anytime they need to relocate their business while still increasing the bottom line, which is part of your tagline, right? That's part of your whole thing. So when you decided to do it, right, you mentioned that this was something that didn't start as a passion project. You weren't like, I'm so passionate about writing this. You were like, I have a responsibility, I have a duty to share this. What were some of those like hesitations that you felt when you first embarked on writing your book?
Oh gosh, there were a lot. And I think the biggest one is the imposter syndrome. And I am so glad I was in, you know, in our cohort and, you know, recognize that I'm not the only one. And at the same time, I sat there and laughed at myself quite literally, because I'm like, you have done this. Like, why are you suffering from this imposter syndrome? It's absolutely ridiculous. But you do, or at least I do anyway. And as I'm writing, I was like, who am I to be writing a book, right? Like this big thing in my head, like this book. And you were obviously instrumental in minimalizing that and coaching on the knowledge of sharing. And if you have something that you have done, et cetera, then it is, even if other people have done it and have written about it, it's not necessarily speaks to everybody, right? Because we all talk a different language, we use different words. And so one book may not speak to someone, but another one would. And so it's still our responsibility to share our knowledge, to share our journey, to help other people. But yeah, the imposter syndrome was certainly large.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, I mean, we talked through that and we worked through that. And look, you ended up creating a really great book in a really short amount of time, which was really awesome. So who, you know, I'm curious about this as a CEO, right? As someone who, in your case, moved a business, now someone who's written a book for other CEOs of people moving and navigating risk and mitigating risk. What do you think was one of the biggest lessons that you learned as you wrote this book that maybe has impacted your leadership style, or that maybe has impacted how you think about the world?
Gosh, that's a big question. I would say the biggest impact on me personally is my confidence. And not that I was not a confident leader. Obviously, I had to be a confident leader in order to make this move and make the decision and follow through and go through and stick with it even after the move was completed and all the challenges I had. But still, I feel like I show up in a different way. And all I can say is, like, it's a confidence thing because it was a milestone for me. I had dreamed of writing a book ever since I was a little girl, you know, ever since I was a little kid, a little girl. And I want to say like 6 or 7 years old, right? I have always wanted to be an author, and I had thought about it in my 20s. I had thought about it in my 30s, and, you know, and so on. And then I meet you and I'm like, yes, this is a time. I need to just do this, even though I didn't necessarily know at that point in time what I would write the book about. I was just like, I need to do this. It's a milestone dream for me. And, you know, and a childhood dream really literally becoming my reality.
And what's really cool about that is your childhood dream combined with your purpose and your duty turned into the book,
right?
Yes. Like that's so cool. And you were able to check both of those things off, which, as you talked about, really enhances your, you know, the confidence, because you've done it. And you've done something, not just that you've done what you wrote the book on, but you've done the thing that you've had in the back of your mind as something you always wanted to tackle. And I think that there's just something to be said when you do hard things and you do things that you've always wanted to do, but have for whatever reason not done them, when you actually do them, there is a sense of confidence, a wave of emotion, I'm the person who can do these types of things. And that's exactly what you're representing for yourself and for all the CEOs that read your book when they need to move their businesses.
And the crazy thing, Jake, is that, and you said this from the beginning, but of course, you know, I didn't believe you. And that was, it's not as difficult as your mind is making it out to be. And that was a true story. I mean, I literally wrote that book in 40 hours. I mean, granted, there were other things that, you know, editing and all that other stuff that comes into play, but the hard part of the book, the thing that I thought, and I think everybody thinks it would be so difficult, quite literally took me 40 hours to do. And when you challenged me to get that written in a month, I initially was like, there is no way. He has lost his mind. He is a young man. He does not understand the concept of being a CEO of a, you know, of a medium-sized corporation. You know, these are all the things I had going on in my head. But, you know, the reality was I figured out how to my best writing style, and that was writing for 4 or 5 hours at a time and taking breaks like every, you know, 30, 45 minutes, something like that, and then just getting back to it and nose to the grindstone, and I wrote it on 4 weekends.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so great. Yeah. Were there or have there been any unexpected outcomes from your book that maybe you didn't anticipate when you first started?
Yes. So I think people in general, my business associates and whatnot, look at me differently, you know, based on the comments that I have received and a lot of kudos, because a lot of people want to write books and just don't have the inertia to follow through with it. And so then, of course, there was the random thing of like Forbes reaching out to me and things of that nature that I certainly didn't expect. And I need to take your advice and follow up and do some other things that I know will absolutely change my trajectory.
Awesome. Awesome. And for those that are listening, because we do have some CEOs of different size business that listen to the show, what from your book would you say is one of the most important things for a CEO to recognize if they're considering moving, or if they're considering moving and they want to increase the bottom line? What's one of the fundamental principles that you'd encourage every CEO to be aware of?
Well, my first piece of advice would be to retain the services of a site selection consultant, because they will tell you where to go depending upon what's important to you. You need to have a must list, a want list, and would love list, right? So you need to kind of prioritize what you want. And the site selection consultant will help you prioritize that, so then they can direct you in the right avenue of where you want to go. For us, it was financial. We wanted a business-friendly state. And that was what was most important to us. And so obviously we started looking in business-friendly states.
That's amazing. And this is what's really cool about what you just said is you wrote a book in a very niche topic. And what's cool is you didn't try to appeal to every type of CEO in the world. You applied your information based on what you've gone through, what you know, to the CEO who you know you can help. And that's what gives this book so much potential and so much. The sky's the limit, because you have created such a book that allows very specific people to be able to see you even more as the expert. So now you've built up something that allows your peers, your employees and your team and people in your circle to see you differently. You see yourself differently through going through this, completing the dream and doing the duty of your life. And now you've created a book that will actually help those people who can actually benefit from your expertise and knowledge. And that is the trifecta, if I've ever seen one. So Sasha, how do we connect with you? How do we get the book? How do we learn more about everything that you're working on?
Well, I'm on social at Stacia Hobson, S-T-A-C-I-A Hobson, and my website is www.staciahobson.com, and you can purchase the book off the website, or you can go direct to Amazon, and you can reach me at any of those places.
That's amazing. Yeah, and you guys, make sure to connect with Stacia. She's got great energy, as you can tell. Great human being, always loves to help. And if you are a CEO who's considering relocating your business, or even if you are thinking about writing a book on a niche specific topic, I highly encourage you to grab a copy of Move to Profit. Stacia's book lays it all out. It's detailed, it's efficient, and it's very, very practical for those that need it. So Stacia, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your experience, sharing your book with us, and enlightening us to what's possible when you pursue your childhood dream.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So for all of you that are listening to this, again, grab a copy of Stacia's book, Move to Profit. You can grab it on Amazon, you can grab it at her website. And if you enjoyed this, here's my challenge for you. Here's my challenge for you. What is that childhood dream that you've always had? And what is that purpose that you know you're supposed to fill? See if you can bridge the gap between the two of them and make some magic happen. That's what I got for you today. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to BigIdeaToBestseller.com. That's www.BigIdeaToBestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!